Welcome to episode 472 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The fourth commandment calls the people of God to remember the Sabbath. The Sabbath was set apart by God as a time of rest and spiritual rejuvenation. It is a special opportunity to draw closer to our Creator, time He designates for us to enhance our relationship with Him, to learn how to better love, worship, and relate to Him. Why does this guideline call us to remember? First, when given in Exodus, it was not a new commandment. The Sabbath was established at the end of creation week in the Garden of Eden. But also we need to remember, because of all the guidelines for abundant living, this may be the one that we might be most tempted to forget. Relationships take time. Every successful association demands time. No close relationship can succeed without it. No courtship, no marriage, no friendship. Our relationship with God is no exception. This is a principle we need to remember. The consistency of our worship builds our character. God wants us to take special time to worship Him, our Creator. This is what the Sabbath, one day each week, provides. Did the apostles continue to remember to keep the Sabbath day holy after Jesus returned to heaven?
Today's top 10 list.
10 references to apostolic Sabbath keeping in the book of Acts.
Number 1.
Acts 9 verse 20. And immediately he began preaching about Jesus in the synagogues, saying he is indeed the Son of God. At the beginning of this chapter, Saul, a zealous Pharisee, was breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. By verse 3, he's on his way to Damascus, bent on persecuting the followers of Jesus. However, suddenly a light from heaven shines around him. What unfolds in the next few verses includes an encounter with Christ and Saul's conversion. Because Saul was a skilled student of the great Rabbi Gamaliel, he took advantage of the synagogue custom that invited any able Jewish man to speak from scriptures on Sabbath at synagogue meetings. He took advantage of this opportunity immediately. The first thing he does after his conversion is to go to church on the Sabbath and preach Christ.
Number 2.
Acts 13 verses 14 to 16. But they went on from Perga and came to Antioch in Pisidia. And on the Sabbath day, they went into the synagogue and sat down. After reading from the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent a message to them saying, "Brothers, if you have any word of encouragement for the people, say it." So Paul stood up and, motioning with his hand, said, "Men of Israel and you who fear God, listen." Paul and Barnabas are found in the synagogue on the Sabbath as attendees, but their presence is noticed and they were asked to share a word of encouragement. And so, as they have elsewhere at other times, they do.
Number 3.
Acts 13 verses 42 to 44. As they went out, the people begged that these things might be told them the next Sabbath. And after the meeting of the synagogue broke up, many Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who, as they spoke with them, urged them to continue in the grace of God. The next Sabbath, almost a whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. This is again in Antioch and Pisidia. These Gentiles are already Sabbath keepers because they were converts to Judaism. And after they received Jesus, they wanted to hear more the next Sabbath. Speaking to them, Paul persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. The next Sabbath, Paul preached only the word of God, not man's traditions. The Sabbath had not been changed, and those Gentiles in Antioch who were now believers in Jesus Christ were keeping it.
Number 4.
Acts 14 verse 1. Now at Iconium, they entered together into the Jewish synagogue and spoke in such a way that a great number of both Jews and Greeks believed. The leaders of the synagogue in Antioch had just expelled Paul and Barnabas from that city. Yet when they came to Iconium, they again began their evangelistic efforts by preaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath.
Number 5.
Acts 16 verses 13 to 15. And on the Sabbath day we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia, from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul, and after she was baptized, and her household as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. This was the beginning of the New Testament church of Philippi. The epistle of Paul to the Philippians was written to this church. There was no synagogue there, but those who were believers were still keeping the Sabbath. Paul and his companions joined them. One does not need a synagogue in which to keep the Sabbath.
Number 6.
Acts 17 verses 1 to 3. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul went in, as was his custom. And on three Sabbath days, he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ." It was Paul's custom to go to the synagogue on the Sabbath.
Number 7.
Acts 18 verses 1 to 4. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and tried to persuade Jews and Greeks. This describes Paul's activity while he was in the city of Corinth.
Number 8.
Acts 18 verses 8 and 11. Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord, together with his entire household. And many of the Corinthians, hearing Paul, believed and were baptized. And he stayed a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them. Where did Paul teach the new believers? It is reasonable to assume that since the ruler of the synagogue was saved, that Paul taught in the synagogue. And when would he do this? On the Sabbath.
Number 9.
Acts 18 verse 19. And they came to Ephesus, and he left them there. But he himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. Paul wanted to preach in Ephesus some 2 years later, but was prevented by the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit gave him the liberty to preach in this important city on the Sabbath, and great results were seen.
Number 10.
Acts 19 verse 8. And he entered the synagogue and for 3 months spoke boldly, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God. Many rejected his preaching, so Paul finally separated the disciples. He continued there by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Those who received the Lord became the nucleus of the New Testament Sabbath-keeping Church of Christ in Ephesus. The epistle of Paul to the Ephesians was written to this church. We see Paul attending services on the Sabbath, finding a place to pray on the Sabbath, teaching fellow believers in the synagogue on the Sabbath, and evangelizing on that day. Other verses in Acts indicate that Paul kept the Sabbath as was expected of a Jewish believer. Acts 24 verse 14, "But this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the Elohim of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and the prophets." And in Acts 25 verse 8, "While he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar, have I offended in anything at all." Father, like Jesus, Paul, and the other disciples, help us to remember to keep the Sabbath holy. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.